that was a serious bummer.
That was not worth it.
That's the understatement of the century. What do you mean it wasn't worth it? We drove like 2 hours for a spoonbread festival that had hardly any spoonbread in it.
It was just a town meeting.
It was nothing.
Well, there was a crafts fair.
You know what they should do? They should advertise it with, like, quotation marks. Quote, spoonbread, unquote, festival. So you'd be like, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like, we all love spoonbread. Ha, 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 spoonbread festival. You know, it shouldn't be called spoonbread festival.
It should be called town festival.
Were we wrong to assume there'd be spoonbread there?
There was... Spoonbread was highly underrepresented.
There was just one lady serving one little
tin
rice
pan.
Cooker. Not tin pan, it was a rice cooker where it had all sort of dried up. And it was poorly made. She didn't separate the egg whites. And it's just unthinkable. You always separate the egg whites in spoonbread. It's a souffle. You want to fold the beaten egg whites into the cornmeal mixture. Otherwise you get what you described it as.
Warm, gooey cornbread.
Warm, gooey cornbread, which is not what spoonbread is. Spoonbread is not gooey cornbread. It's a souffle. And I feel bad, too, JB. You've never had great spoonbread. And, you know, I figured this would be it. This would be like, you know, the creme de
la... revelation.
Yeah, this would be the thing. This would be the holy grail here. You know, I just thought it would be like dozens of women and men and people and children cooking spoonbread in glorious, happy skillets, you know.
You would think when you walk in the spoonbread festival, the first thing you would see is spoonbread.
I wanted to smell spoonbread.
Arts and crafts, and would you like to eat your back?
And funnel cakes and bloomin' onions, yeah. And the same carnies that I've been seeing everywhere I go.
Oh, but wait, they had corn dipped in butter. Don't forget.
Which is akin to spoonbread, except that it's not. So anyway, we didn't manage to get it on movies, but then we didn't manage to record it in video. But as we walked out, we met, what was her name?
Tammy. She was really offended that we were leaving.
Yeah, I don't know how she even knew we had come, but she noticed we were leaving. She said, are you guys leaving? And we're like, yeah. She said, well, why? And we said, because there's not any spoonbread. She said, oh, there is. I said, well, yeah, we had that spoonbread, but that's all there is. It's just, this isn't really about spoonbread. And then she said, I was kind of offended by what she said. She said, did you guys like find this on the internet or something? And we're like, yeah, we did.
Yeah.
So what? Yeah, we did.
There's a website. It's
yeah,
a very
you made
big website.
A website. You made a website. We found it. I came from New York. JB came from Oakland. I wasn't this angry with Tammy. This is just now. But, you know, and here we are.
For a while.
Yeah, yeah. You're like laughing at us for finding this over. Basically, she's saying, suckers. You know? You found it on the. Yes, we found it on the internet. And here we are. We went to all this trouble. So what did she say?
She said, go see the Moonbow.
Yeah, go
and
see the Moonbow.
Actually, her major point was, this is not the only thing in Berea. There's many more things.
You don't think we're just about spoonbread.
Dial 511.
That was the essential thing she was saying. Don't think we're just about spoonbread. We start coming from the completely opposite angle of what we needed to hear.
Right.
We're more than more. How dare you come here expecting spoonbread when we're just like a dynamic community?
Well, don't forget where she sent us next. Well, the other spoonbread in town, the only other spoonbread in town is at Boone Tavern.
Yeah, which
and
we took the video
case,
of.
In case anybody's looking, Boone Tavern is not a tavern.
It's this restaurant in an upscale motel, and I was telling JB the reason they called it Boone Tavern is because upscale pretentious restaurant wouldn't fit on the marquee.
And by the way, there was no spoonbread.
And there was no spoonbread on the menu in the restaurant that was closed. So anyway, so you know, and then Tammy said we needed to call 511, and they tell us things to do.
Yeah.
And I said, if we call 511, doesn't that mean ambulances come? And she said, no, that's 911, ha, ha, ha. And she said, actually, we're the 17th most likely city to be hit in a terrorist attack because we have the largest stores of nerve agents was the term she used. So me and JB asked if we could tour the nerve agents.
Yeah, they threatened to shoot us.
Yeah, they said, no, we get shot.
Yeah, there was another man there, and he said, yeah, you could go, but then you'd get shot.
You get shot. And
he wasn't laughing about it.
He was smiling, but without looking at us.
Yeah.
You know, it was like one of those sort of, like, I'm not smiling with you kind of smiles. So anyway, so Tammy is offended that we came for spoonbread and thinks we're suckers for coming for seeing it on the internet. I guess the basic rundown of what Tammy was trying to tell us was, don't believe everything you read on the internet. Suckers. You suckers.
Next stop?
Yeah, so we're headed south now. Yet another. The thing is, I mean, we're getting really, really off track here because we were in Bardstown for the Bourbon Festival. And then we drove 45 minutes to go to Four Roses Distillery for breakfast and this tour and this whole thing. And then we drove like another hour, hour and a half to get to the Spoonbread Festival. But now we're driving 45 minutes further to go to the Colonel Sanders.
We are so desperate for good chicken
So we're going to the Colonel Sanders Museum and Cafe, which JB has vast reservations about. You want to explain that?
Well, they have a drive-thru. Anything with a drive-thru just makes me feel nervous about the quality of the sit-down restaurant. If it was next to a gas station,
JB,
I'd be a lot more optimistic.
Are you being like a yuppie?
Excuse me?
That's sort of yuppie-ish, that, you know.
In-N-Out Burger must have a drive-thru. Everything else, not so much.
Anyway, but we're driving. Eartha says we have another 40 minutes. And then, I mean, I've been afraid to check, but I think it's probably going to be about 6 hours to get back to the hotel.
We'll get back tomorrow.
We'll get back tomorrow, probably. Maybe the Colonel Sanders Museum and Cafe also has a motel.
I'm actually much more intrigued about this chili you were telling me about.
The finger-licking good sheets.
Was the chili at the museum or someplace else in the town of Corbin?
Yeah, there's a pool hall chili place. A pool hall that has chili. I don't know. It's a kind of chili that's only made in certain parts of southeastern Kentucky, and it's a nearly extinct food, and someone on Chowhound was kind enough to tell me about this and said that I should try to get there, so maybe I'll try to get there. But I'm kind of annoyed. Do I sound annoyed?
Just a little bit.
Yeah. You have to understand, for months I've been looking for it.
Oh.
Every time we see a Kentucky Fried Chicken sign, JB points. It's part of his bitter jadedness. He doesn't want to do this 45-minute jag down to Corbin. I've been looking forward to the Spoonbread Festival for months. And, you know, I've never eaten spoonbread in a restaurant. I've never had anybody else's spoonbread. I've only had my own. And judging by the one this one single lonely woman made at the festival, the quote-unquote festival, it's probably better to just eat my own spoonbread.